It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been bringing you this podcast since 2009. We're doing it on a daily basis because we are committed beyond anything we've ever been committed to that this world needs empowerment, one person at a time. And when people are empowered, everybody's life improves. Everybody gets better. You know, the whole world gets better. Look, you only have to look around the country to see things going on. And I don't have to be specific, but you can see things going on that are signs of disempowerment, that people feel disempowered. You know, this whole thing with what's been started in Ferguson and other cities, it's about feeling disempowered, you know, and it's not just Ferguson, it's all over the country. People feel disempowered. We see this in our elections. People feel disempowered. So they are willing to take a chance on someone who has no experience, no background whatsoever, because they feel disempowered. I want you to feel empowered. You might still make the same choices, but you'll make them for the right reasons. And that's what's important. Look, we're talking about chasing today. You know, you ever have seen a dog chase his tail? It's a funny thing, but they'll turn around in circles for hours trying to catch something that is impossible. When you chase, listen to me now, when you chase, you lose. You can't win by chasing. You've got to move into the position of truly being a co-creator of your reality. And that comes from feeling a sense of personal empowerment, feeling a sense that you and your life have meaning. Chasing your dream. Look, I'm all about manifesting your dream. I'm all about co-creating your dream. But I'm not about chasing a dream, because you can't ever catch the dream. And if you do, you may find out it wasn't your dream after all. It was someone else's dream. Let the world know why you are here and do it with passion. That's Dr. Wayne Dyer. You've got to let the world know why. Here's why Robert is here. I'm here to empower other people. I'm here to teach people the secrets of the law of attraction and mystical magic and personal empowerment. That's what my life is about. That's what I do. That's my passion. So I let people know that I'm here. I don't chase it, and neither should you. You know, and it's the same, whatever you are doing. If you're a real estate investor, you don't chase a great deal. You allow a great deal to come to you. How about chasing security? You can't chase security. You know, security comes from within. It's an inner sense of knowingness that you have the ability to deal with whatever the circumstances are. And sometimes they're pretty nasty. Sometimes they're lousy. I'm not going to tell you that if you practice the law of attraction, that you're going to live in a world of gumdrops and rainbows and unicorns. You still live in this world. But you will have the inner power to take on whatever life brings you. Because you have inner power. Because you have inner security. Because you have the knowledge. Because you have the wisdom. Because you have the strength. How about chasing money? People out there chasing money all over the place. When you chase money, money eludes you. It stays away from you. You can't get it. It's not about chasing money. It's about manifesting prosperity. It's about manifesting abundance. Chase your passion and money will come. Chase money and you may never find your passion. Colin Wright said that. Chase your passion and money will come. Because when you do what you love to do and you're good at it, money will come to you. But if all you're doing is chasing money, you may never find what you really want to do. Then there's chasing material things. The latest tennis shoes. Gotta have them. Gotta have them. The latest hat. The latest car. Stop chasing what your mind wants, and you'll begin to get what your soul needs. You don't need to chase every little thing. It doesn't mean that if you see something that you really like, that really stands out to you, that you can't have it. But there's no need to chase it. You either manifest something or you don't, but you don't chase. You know, we've gone through this before. Yoda says you either do or you don't do, but there's no trying. Chasing and trying are the same thing. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Listen, we're helping people all over the world save their relationships right now. I don't know what's going on in the world. It's craziness. But people are breaking up when they should be making love. You know, people are falling apart when they should be coming together. I want to help you save your relationship using the power of the law of attraction and miracle magic. You can save your relationship. You can save your business and make your business the most profitable. Look at, if you've got a business situation and you're in trouble, I'm willing to fly out to where you're at and we will work with you in the trenches. We'll get that business making money. You'll create money. You won't be chasing it. You'll create it. You'll attract it. It'll be coming to you like metal to a magnet. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching right now. I mean, what have you got to lose? Visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zenk and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Well, it's important to know that chasing work is another thing that particularly young people do, but old people do it as well, I guess. They're chasing work. They're chasing their job. They're throwing themselves into their job. They're looking for the right job. They're trying to move up. They're looking for the shortest amount of hours that they have to work, the greatest stock deal. It's okay to manifest great opportunities for yourself. But when you chase it, the other guy's always getting it. The other person is always the one succeeding because you're too busy chasing. Start manifesting. Start creating. One of the things you can do is start practicing some creative visualization. That might help you. Well, you know, there's this chasing youth. You remember what Ponce de Leon did? He went He was looking for the fountain of youth. You're never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. C.S. Lewis said that. There are countless examples of people who all of a sudden at the age of 50 come to life and are doing remarkable things. They're building new businesses. They're taking up a whole new career, avocation. They're painting. They're writing music. You're not limited by your age. You're limited by your beliefs. So if your beliefs are not working with you, then change your beliefs about youth and about age. How about Martin P. Lewis? He reached his dream of attending, going to law school at age 61. He's in his 90s now and he's still practicing law. And he's sought after. You know, it's up to you. You decide what you want to manifest and create in your life through absolute certainty. No more chasing. How about chasing approval? You know, they're always putting me down. They never say nice things to me. And you sit there and you wag your tail, chasing other people's approval. Always remember that you do not need to explain yourself or prove yourself to anything or anyone. If they can't accept you for the way you are, then it's time to move on. Chasing people's approval is a waste of your energy, and it's a symptom, it's a sign of low self-esteem. How about chasing love? We have a lot of clients, a number of clients who want to chase love. But I'm here to tell you that you can attract your soulmate. You can attract love into your life. You can have the love that you crave through the law of attraction. That's the secret. You become the magnet, you know, and you start attracting what it is that you need in your life. No need to chase love or chase other people or chase the latest trend or go after chasing happiness. Why not just choose to be happy? And of course, the one that people chase the most, chasing the path, the road to success. You don't chase success, you become success. And once you've decided that you are successful, that you are success, everything that you need to prove it will come to you. If you want to succeed, you should strike out on a new path rather than travel the worn paths of accepted success. That was said by John D. Rockefeller. Very successful man financially. So he's saying, just because everybody else found this successful doesn't mean you have to find it successful. You need to find your own path of what success is. And it comes from this realization that you are already successful. Today's a wonderful day. A wonderful day to spend a few minutes in gratitude for all the good things in your life. And then to go out and do something special for somebody to pay it forward. I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We love you. I mean that. We love our subscribers. It means so much that you're subscribing to this podcast and sharing it with your friends on Facebook. Have a great day now because you deserve it.